Press 1.
If you're an individual investor, press 2. Hello, you've reached Toronto, and you're glad you called. To get started, please speak or enter in the last four digits of your social security number. If you're not a Schwab brokerage client, Spook, Spork, say. Please speak or enter in the five-digit zip code for the address we have on file. So we can get you to the best place, please tell me in a few words why you're calling today. You can say things like, I want a quote, or what's my account balance? You can also say, representative.
Representative.
Okay, a representative. To better direct your call, please tell me what you're calling today.
Schwab Value Advantage Money Investment.
Use a short phrase to tell us what you're calling about.
SWVXX.
Please hold while I transfer you to someone who can help. Reminder, your voice ID still needs to be activated. Log into Schwab.com to activate. For information regarding 2024 tax forms, please choose from the following prompts. Press 1 to hear a short message explaining why Schwab may send you a corrected Form 1099. Press 2 for third-party tax software provider information. Press 0 to transfer directly to a client service specialist. This call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. Thank you for contacting your Schwab Private Client Services team. We've updated our service offerings to allow clients to schedule a call back at their convenience. If you'd like to learn more about this new offering, press 1 now. You can also press 2 or remain on the line to be connected with a professional who is ready to assist you. All representatives are currently assisting.
Hi, thank you for calling Charles Schwab. This is Matt here in Westlake, Texas with our private wealth.
My name is Richard, and last name is M-R-O-S-S.
Hi, how are you today, Mr. Schwab?
Oh, doing pretty good. And this is regarding for me and also my brother. He has an account, too. But these are just general questions, so we don't need to get into the accounts. But here's what it is. What I'm asking questions is about the Schwab Value Advantage Money Investment. You know what I'm talking about? It's the SWV, yeah, the SWVXX.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just have some questions. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
First of all, to purchase it, is it just like purchasing a stock where you enter the SWVXX?
Yep. You trade like a mutual fund. So when you put in the symbol, the strategy there would be under mutual fund, and then
hang on. Let me go ahead. Okay, I guess I was going to go ahead and log in. Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna number's gonna appear again. I'm gonna log back in, and so because I'm gonna make sure I get this right. Okay.
Yeah.
This I'm just kind of helping my brother. You know, he's with me. And
okay, I'm ready. Go.
Okay, so I'm just logging into my account, and you know, because you know, you started saying, you know, like a mutual fund, and
just go ahead and log in.
And then
you just set the phone down because you don't need to hold it. Okay, just set it right there.
Okay. Okay, I think.
You may be logged in.
I'm seeing if I'm logged in. Okay, it looks like I'm logged in. Okay, so to purchase it, okay, I'm at the front page of, you know, like my positions page, okay?
Okay.
And from there, if I was to purchase, you know, make a purchase on that, the account we talked about, the SWVXX, whatever, you said to go to
trade.
Okay, go to trade. Yeah. All in one trade ticket.
And you put in the symbol.
Oh, enter the symbol. Let me see. Yeah. SWVXX. Hang on. Okay, and then and then just select action, which is buy, right?
Yep. Or action would be buy.
Okay. Now on this one here, whenever I make a purchase, is it still the $7 cost to do a transaction, or like stocks are, or how?
There's not a fee. Trading in and out of the money market fund.
Okay.
With a dollar in, a dollar out. What you put in is what you get out.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I'm gonna go ahead and so I'm just doing it for me now, and then my brother's gonna be doing it later because he's got a lot more money. So I'm gonna say, so is there a minimum I can put in there? Just like if I put say 5,000, I can
trade would be a dollar.
Say what? Okay, I'm just gonna go. I'm just gonna do 5,000.
Okay.
And then hit the plus. Oops.
I would type it in the plus the dollar at a time.
Okay. So just okay. Yeah, that's why it went up $1. Okay. Okay. Then just hit click on review order.
Yep. Review order.
And then place order. Okay. And I'm going to go ahead and do that for right now. Okay. Now,
this trade's like a mutual fund. It's not like a stock, so it's not going to sell instantly for you.
It's not going to what again?
It won't sell instantly.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Or even once a day in the after hours. You won't see it executed until 8 or 9 Eastern.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. So that's okay. I understand how to make the full purchase. The second question is, once money is put in, is there any type of limitation on withdrawal? What kind of limitation is there, if any?
There's not one. You could sell it again tomorrow if you wanted, and you would accrue 1 day of interest.
Oh, okay. So like if my brother say did $100,000, you know, he put it in today, and maybe like, you know, so like say today he could actually like back out of it if he could, right?
He closed out the trade. So if he changed his mind about the trade, if he entered it like he was this morning,
yeah,
you can cancel it all the way up until about 4 o'clock Eastern time cutoff when the market closes.
Oh, okay. The cutoff.
He would have to place a second. Yep.
And
he would have to place a sell order after that. And it would trade the next night.
Okay. And so there's no like limitations like transactions per month or anything like that, right?
Nope.
Okay. And so he can get back to where he started from before he did the transaction, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then the next question is okay. So right now, the interest The interest rate, that's you, I can look that up anytime, right? Is that, does that? Okay, now on this one here, what's been, you know, like the interest rate on it, like how often does it change? And
Daily, but
okay.
typically only you only see a big change if that rate changes. Once they change the Fed rate and lower it, you'll probably see the money market. There's usually a delay between the update, but the money market will usually change when they change interest rates.
Oh, when the Fed changes the rates. So it can go up or down, right? Oh,
Right now,
okay.
the 7-day yield is what it's quoted on
Yeah.
at 4.18%.
That's what it
That's the
that.
underlying asset.
Pardon me? What'd you say
I was
about?
going to say the reason it changes is because the underlying assets are fixed income products.
Is what again?
So the rates on that are fixed income,
Yeah.
like bonds, treasuries, bonds,
Yeah.
FDs, stuff like that. And those rates change, right? So as the mutual fund manager buys funds or bonds to support the money market fund,
Yeah.
those rates will change.
Okay, and then historically it hasn't, like in the past 6 months, it hasn't done that much changing, right? Or has it?
It hasn't changed a whole lot in the last 6 months, no.
Okay. But it
And
usually
that's at
follow,
4.18.
but it's kind of pretty much following the, you know, like whenever the Fed, if they lower the rates, I can expect the rates on this to go down. And if they raise the rates, I can expect it to go up. You know, like let's say they're trying to tame inflation, you know, and they raise the rate, you know. Okay. And then once, okay, so once the money is put in, I forget when, okay, I understand they it's effective daily, right?
Yes, you approve daily.
And then,
We have daily distribution.
but the actual money doesn't come in until, say, like a month from now, or how's that work?
Last business day of the month.
Last business day of the month, they take whatever was earned and put that many dollars into the account. Okay. All righty. And I guess I can't think of any questions. And I'm sorry, what was your name?
It was Matthew.
Matthew. Okay. Hey, Matthew, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you're very welcome, Mr. Ross. Did you have any other last-minute questions I can clarify?
Nothing I could think of.
All right, not a problem. Well, if you come to think of anything, feel free to reach back out to us. Otherwise, I hope you have a wonderful weekend coming up.
You too. You have a good weekend. So, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from? Is it pretty hot down there right now, or what's it like? Oh, well, enjoy it while it's still cool. Oh, well, enjoy that while you can. All right, we'll talk to you later. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it will. Hey, thanks a lot for everything and have a good weekend. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.